ABC News is sponsored by Fuller's Milker Center. You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Family members of the Menendez brothers holding a news conference as the Los Angeles District Attorney reviews their case. The brothers sentenced to life in prison without parole for killing their parents back in the 90s. But new evidence has been presented showing that they were sexually abused by their father, they said, Attorney Mark Garagos.
It corroborates what the family members said was the very uncomfortable rule in that house that you could not go down the hallway if Jose was with one of the boys.
The DA could recommend to a court that the brothers receive new sentences. President Biden today called Ethel Kennedy a hero in her own right. The widow of Robert F. Kennedy died last week at the age of 96. Biden delivered one of the eulogies at her funeral. Israeli airstrikes pounding areas across Lebanon, killing at least 27 people over the past 24 hours. One of them, a city mayor who was at a meeting coordinating relief efforts. Dow's up 337 today. This is ABC News. Nearly 24 hours after warnings first went out, an exotic cat on the loose in Chicago's northwest suburbs has been caught.
A bit of the wild arriving in the Chicago suburb of Hoffman Estates and right in Jan Hoffman Rau's backyard.
The moment I saw it, I thought to myself, I have no idea what that is. It's not normal.
Definitely not for Illinois. What she was seeing out her back door was a caracal, a large endangered cat found in parts of Asia and Africa. Took police a couple of hours to finally corner and capture the cat. No word on where it came from, but it's now going to an animal sanctuary in Wisconsin. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Experts say that kind of animal could have been someone's pet, but then they might have dumped it when it got too big. It's still fall, but 22 states from the plains to the northeast are under frost or freeze warnings. Frost alerts even include some states that are in the deep south, and some of those states do include Alabama and Georgia. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Clear and chilly tonight with a low of 31. Sunny, windy, and warmer tomorrow with a high of 66. Winds will be south 10 to 15 with gusts up to 25. And clear and cool tomorrow night with a low of 39. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles per hour. And it's sunny and our current temperature is 58. Degrees.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Two people were injured in a head-on crash earlier this week. Monday afternoon at 3:45, the Richland County Dispatch received a report of the crash at the intersection of U.S. Highway 14 and J Lane. The initial investigation revealed that Kai Wang, 56, of Lake Forest, Illinois, was traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 14 when he crossed over the center line into the eastbound lane. Sabrina Ryder, 46, of Richland Center, was driving eastbound and spotted Wang's vehicle in her lane. Unfortunately, both drivers were unable to avoid the impending collision and crashed head-on. Sabrina Ryder required extrication from her vehicle by the Lone Rock Fire Department before being transported to Richland Hospital by Lone Rock EMS. Due to the severity of her injuries, she was later airlifted to UW Hospital via UW MedFlight for further treatment. Kai Wang was also transported to Richland Hospital for his injuries by Richland County Ambulance. The crash remains under investigation. Senator Tammy Baldwin stopped in Wausau on her Wisconsin farm tour Tuesday with a visit to Shu Ginseng Farms.
Probably 90% of the ginseng produced in America is produced right here in Marathon County. So this is a tariff situation that is like a double whammy in this part of the state.
She said a trade war with China started with new tariffs implemented under the Trump administration.
When you see something, for example, like steel dumping, where they're trying to undercut an entire industry, we have to fight back and protect our domestic ability to produce things we need for infrastructure and our national security.
Baldwin does not agree with the tariff proposal by Trump, which argues for massive tariffs on all products.
It's almost a sales tax on every U.S. consumer. And so I think targeted are very appropriate. It fights for American workers, but I don't think we should do the wholesale on everyone.
Tammy Baldwin is scheduled to debate her Republican challenger, Eric Hovde, Friday. Today is the last day to register to vote in Wisconsin by mail or online. In-person early voting starts next week. The Menominee City Clerk, Kate Martin, says planning ahead will ensure local clerks win a free and fair election.
The less work that they have to do in order to help voters get through that process on election day, the better and the least frustrating it is for voters themselves.
Martin says voters can help by having required documentation on hand when they register. Local clerks say they'll run a free and fair election on November 5th. Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. He says local clerks and states take care each step of the way.
For many voters, they cast their ballot and that feels like the end of the process. But in reality, that's the first step in a deliberate, specific, and careful process to get the final election results.
After the 2020 presidential election, Congress adopted new safeguards for the electoral count process. Voting rights advocates Tuesday asked the state and federal departments of justice to investigate anonymous text messages apparently targeting young Wisconsin voters, warning them not to vote in a state where they are ineligible. Free Speech for People, on behalf of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, made the request. The letter says that thousands of young voters across Wisconsin received the text message last week. The text in question cites Wisconsin state law about voting in more than one place and says that violating the law can result in fines of up to $10,000 and 3.5 years in prison. Wisconsin is known for having razor-thin presidential elections. Wisconsin lawmakers are looking at potential ways to curb artificial intelligence abuses. Sarah Ault is an ethical AI expert who serves on the legislature's AI task force. At a meeting yesterday, she sounded skeptical that licensing and professional codes would help.
The existence of an ethical code in its own actually does not help. Maybe even harms, because then people just go looking for places where they can work outside of that code.
People are concerned about the ways artificial intelligence can be misused. Joe Dooley is a policy manager for Google. He told the legislative task force yesterday that protections against things like deepfakes are probably already covered by existing data privacy laws.
If it's illegal for any other company or technology mechanism to do it, it's probably also illegal for AI to do, you know, to cause the same harm.
This summer, the governor's AI task force recommended K-12 digital literacy training, help for people who lose their jobs due to AI, and investing in more research. The Wisconsin Technical College System has released its 2024 five-year graduate follow-up report. It shows the achievements and career outcomes of the 2017-18 graduates. This comprehensive report highlights the significant impact of technical education on graduates, professional lives, and the broader community. Key findings show a salary growth. Graduates from the 2017-18 cohort have experienced substantial salary increases over the past 5 years. The median annual salary for these graduates has risen by 67% to $67,080, reflecting a strong return on investment in technical education. High employment rates, an overwhelming 98% of graduates are employed, with 75% working in fields directly related to their technical college training. Many graduates have reported significant career advancements, with 72% saying their technical college education was important to achieving higher level positions within their organizations. The report highlights that 83% of graduates remain in Wisconsin, contributing to the local economy and community development. Their skills and expertise are vital to the state's workforce and economic stability. 85% of respondents expressed satisfaction with their technical college education, agreeing they would recommend technical education to others entering their field. The Wisconsin Technical College System offers more than 500 programs, awarding two-year associate degrees, one- and two-year technical diplomas, short-term technical diplomas, and certificates. The system is the major provider of customized instruction and technical assistance for Wisconsin employers, with more than 287,000 people enrolling each year. It is the largest higher education system in the state. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds trappers to prepare for the opening of many fur bearer trapping seasons across the state. Wisconsin is home to many fur bearer species, and the state's highly regulated trapping seasons play an important role in the DNR's efforts to sustainably manage those populations. The first trapping seasons of the fall open Saturday. Additional seasons for other species and zones will continue to open throughout the fall. Trappers are encouraged to double-check season dates, trapping regulations, and ensure they have all required licenses before heading out. During these periods, other outdoor enthusiasts should be aware that traps may be present on public lands. To minimize the chance of encountering a trap, you should stay on designated trails and keep pets leashed. All first-time trappers must complete an approved trapper education course unless trapping under the youth supervised option, mentored trapping program, or other exemptions. These courses, taught by experienced trappers, cover basic trapping skills, regulations, safety, and trapper ethics. For those just starting out, the DNR offers programs for beginners, such as the Women's Trap Camp and the Youth Trap Camp, enabling new trappers to learn in a safe and supportive atmosphere. As a reminder, trapping seasons in a particular zone may close before the listed closing date if the harvest quota for specific species is reached. Trappers can visit the DNR's trapping webpage for zone status updates and more information about trapping in Wisconsin.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James V. Jim Mathias, 78 of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City, died October 8th at the Montello Care Center. A memorial mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Hooverson Funeral Homes in Sauk City and Mazomani are assisting the family of James V. Jim Mathias, 78 of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City. Mary Ann Pine, 88 of Lone Rock, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mary Ann Pine, 88 of Lone Rock. Russell S. Melvin, 62 of Avoca, died September 21st at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at the Lone Rock Community Center. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Russell S. Melvin, 62 of Avoca. Jacqueline Ann, Jackie McCulloch, age 77, died Thursday after a long illness. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Mount Zion Pub, Bosque Bell. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Bosque Bell Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Bosque Bell is assisting the family of Jacqueline Ann Jackie McCulloch, age 77. Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Soldiers Grove Health Care. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center. Donald M. Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca, died yesterday at the Richland Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville. The mass will be live streamed on St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Sunday from 3 to 6. Friends may also call at the church Monday from 10 until the time of mass at 11 with a rosary at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family or Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Donald M. Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville, died Saturday after a short illness. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 4:30 until 8, where the rosary will be prayed at 7:45. Friends may also call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau, died October 7th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 26th at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday, October 26th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Elizabeth and Benny Green had a son, Rhett Charlson.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a nice, bright, blue, beautiful fall day we had here. High temperatures flirted with 60 degrees with calm winds. We've got one more night of crisp and chilly temperatures dipping right near that freezing mark into the low 30s. Waking up to another crisp and frosty start to the day tomorrow, we do warm things up with breezy winds pulling out of the south, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. We'll be sitting pretty under sunny skies as high temperatures tap the mid-60s. But keep in mind, there's an elevated fire danger. Avoid burning. Especially with these winds, any fire can spread rapidly. Those winds do start to ease up a bit tomorrow night. The skies stay clear, temperatures fall cool to the upper 30s. And by this point, we're really warming things up for Friday. Winds are still feisty out of the south, gusting up to 20 miles per hour, giving us very mild conditions for mid-October. Well above average highs tap 70 degrees as we close out this week. And as for this weekend, you better head outside. We stay unseasonably warm and dry. High temperatures on Saturday hit the low 70s, and by Sunday, soar to the mid-70s. We actually hold on to that same high heat for Monday. As a few more clouds start to filter in, especially by night, we actually have a chance for some scattered showers. We need it. Every drop of it. The state is slipping into drought conditions rapidly, which is also why that fire danger is so high. Not to mention, the leaves are changing and falling and pine needles are drying, all of which is fuel for fires. And unfortunately, Monday night into early Tuesday morning, we're not looking at any significant rainfall, so I don't see any reverse in this pattern. In fact, by Friday afternoon, the sunshine comes back out and highs still hit 70 degrees. What a roller coaster! From a hard freeze across the state to mid-70s on Sunday. And most importantly, enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 58 degrees after a high today of 60 and a morning low of 21. Yesterday's high was 52 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1947 is 89 degrees with a record low of 16 that was set back in 1952. Last year's high was 59 with a low of 36. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:17. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:18. Winds are out of the northeast at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.28, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 58 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Packers have switched kickers once again. The team announced it has signed veteran kicker Brandon McManus to a one-year contract yesterday. The incumbent kicker, Braden Narbison, was released the same day. ESPN reported the move with NFL insider Adam Schefter saying McManus is expected to be kicking for Green Bay on Sunday against the Texans. The 25-year-old Narbison was dropped after missing his fifth field goal attempt in six games on Sunday. Three Brewers have been named finalists for Gold Glove Awards. Bryce Terang is a favorite to claim the honor at second base. He's a contender for the Platinum Glove Award given to the National League's top overall defender. Other Milwaukee finalists are outfielders Blake Perkins and Sal Frelick. The winners will be announced on ESPN on November 3rd. Three Wisconsin women's hockey players have received weekly honors from the WCHA. Layla Edwards was named Forward of the Week, Lainey Potter, Defender of the Week, and freshman Maggie Schnell, Rookie of the Week. All three were chosen for their performances in the weekend series against Minnesota Duluth. The Badgers are on the road this weekend at Minnesota on Friday and Saturday. The Bucks have waived veteran guard Terrence Davis. The report in The Athletic notes that the Wisconsin Herd acquired returning player rights to Davis earlier this month, but no announcement about his future was made. He has played for four NBA seasons for the Sacramento Kings and Toronto Raptors, averaging 8 points and shooting just under 37% on his three-point attempts in 227 games. The Milwaukee Bucks noticed that they're not part of the conversation this these days when people discuss potential NBA title contenders. There was much more discussion about the Bucks last season as they encountered all sorts of upheaval while acquiring Damian Lillard and making a midseason coaching change. That season ended with a second straight first-round playoff exit. The Bucks haven't advanced beyond the second round since winning the title in 2021. They're hoping a little more stability this season leads to a lot more success.
At Schwarz Insurance, when we say we can customize your insurance policy, we really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwarz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Devontae Adams will likely make his debut for the New York Jets on Sunday night at Pittsburgh. The star wide receiver was acquired from Las Vegas on yesterday, and interim Jets coach Jeff Ulbrich said today that Adams would participate in the team's walkthrough and should play against the Steelers. Adams missed the Raiders' past three games with a hamstring injury that coincided with his request to be traded. He said while making a surprise appearance during quarterback Aaron Rodgers' weekly spot on the Pat McAfee show on Tuesday that he was expecting to play. The second half of the college football season is upon us when many teams' thoughts turn to qualifying for a bowl, if not the college football playoff. The usual suspects and some new ones are bidding for the 12 playoff spots. There are 70 more postseason openings for 35 non-playoff bowls. Nine teams already have achieved the 6-win threshold for bowl eligibility, and 21 5-win teams will join them with victories this week. Nebraska's 7-year bowl drought is the longest among power conference teams. The Cornhuskers can end it with a win at number 16, Indiana. The NCAA Football Rules Committee has issued guidance to close a loophole that allows second-ranked Oregon to exploit an illegal substitution penalty late in its victory over Ohio State to take time off the clock. With Ohio State driving on its final possession of the game and just seconds left, Oregon was flagged for having too many defenders on the field. While the Buckeyes gained 5 yards, the move took 4 seconds off the clock, and Ohio State didn't have time to call a timeout for a potential game-winning field goal. The NCAA coordinator of football officials say in a statement, the new guidance looks to take away any gain for the defense from committing an intentional penalty. In the time-honored tradition of high school athletes proudly sitting behind a table and signing a national letter of intent is a thing of the past. In its place, starting next month, athletes will ink their name to financial aid packages that will likely be tied to a revenue-sharing contract. The NCAA announced the death of the letter of intent last week on the same day it introduced a newly condensed schedule for signing players out of the transfer portal. Coaches say they are confused amid all the changes to college athletics. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybeans were lower, corn was up, cattle were mostly lower, hogs were mostly higher. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Speed wins, that's why Stein is focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition and why they've released more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. Soybean oil was also lower. The U.S. dollar pushed higher. The USDA reports 67% of soybean harvest is complete. That's well ahead of the average pace of 51%. November beans were down 11 at 980. January beans down 9.5 at 994. Corn was higher on oversold signals. The trade continues to monitor weather in the U.S. for harvest and in South America for planting. Corn harvest is 47% complete. That's 8 percentage points ahead of the average pace. December corn was up 3.5 at 404. March corn up 3 at 420.5. The wheat complex was mostly higher. Following corn, the trade continues to watch weather as there are increased chances for rain in southern and the Western Plains. Winter wheat planting advanced to 64% complete. December wheat in Chicago was up 5.5 at 585. March wheat up 4.5 at 605.25. December wheat in Kansas City up 5.75 at 588.75. And in Minneapolis, December wheat was up 4.5 at 620.75. Live cattle were mostly lower. Feeders were lower ahead of the week's direct business. Feeders had additional pressure from the higher move in corn. December live cattle up 7 at 186.60. February lives down 42 at 186.97. November feeders down 97 at 245.50. Hogs are mostly higher in demand optimism and the higher move in pork. December lean hogs up 247 at 77.70. February lean hogs up 180 at 81.10. I'll be back with a look at closing cash numbers on Brownfield right after this.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Wisconsin farmers are leading the way in soil health. By adding cover crops, farmers are demonstrating their commitment to the land, water, community, and helping their bottom line. Talk about being best in the field. This year, the Farmers for Soil Health program, in partnership with the Conservation Technology Information Center, is offering 3 years of financial incentives to Wisconsin producers who adopt cover crops. Join the soil health movement and enroll in a program that's built by farmers for farmers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity on Wednesday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were at $189 to $190 live in the South. While the North remained quiet, significant trade volume will likely hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $2.30 at $319.13. Select closed 28 cents higher at $292.37. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, even on the weekend down less than 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs into the day higher with a light negotiated run. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 63 cents with a weighted average of 77.43. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed higher, up 45 cents at 94.85. Ribs, picnics, and hams were all higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, even on the weekend, down about 8,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Increase phosphorus fertilizer efficiency by up to 50% with Rhizosorb from Phospholutions. Visit phospholutions.com to learn more. A farmer in northwest Minnesota says the warmer than usual temperatures have made sugar beet harvest progress choppier than usual.
Every time it gets too warm, we're shutting down for afternoons. We're shutting down for three-day stretches.
Kevin Capistran from Polk County says harvest is nearing the finish line. More news is next.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Extension agronomist says the pace of the 2024 harvest is one of the quickest she's ever experienced. Megan Anderson is with Iowa State University.
I'm not sure I can remember one where we had so many sequential days in a row without any real reason for a break.
A central Kentucky farmer says there's a lot of uncertainty in production agriculture right now. Caleb Ragland, vice president of the American Soybean Association, tells Brownfield,
it's on everybody's mind, the decline in commodity prices. Inputs are still pretty strong. On the policy side, there's a lot of uncertainty. We don't have a farm bill in place.
Ragland says farmers are facing a lot of headwinds, and getting a farm bill across the finish line needs to be a priority.
I would encourage everybody to be contacting your legislators and reminding them the importance of agriculture. You know, I haven't met anybody yet that doesn't eat.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Is underway for the 2025 growing season. Hello, I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with AsGrow on Brownfield. As harvest is underway and planting season quickly approaches, farmers are starting to make their seed selections for next year. In this episode of Managing for Profit, AsGrow brand manager Brittany Eubank discusses the all-new product lineup. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
If you're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field, you don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The AsGrow soybean brand will offer an exciting lineup of new products for 2025. In this episode of Managing for Profit, brand manager Brittany Eubank discusses how they provide farmers with high yield potential and flexibility to help manage tough-to-control weeds.
Very excited about the yield potential as well as the strong characteristics those X5 products are bringing. Asgrow continues to really focus on our advanced breeding program as well as our extensive testing network to deliver consistent performance and high yields to maximize that ROI.
She says the Asgrow ExtendFlex products also include Acceleron Seed Applied Solution seed treatments to protect against early to mid-season plant diseases.
Anytime we're dealing with soybeans, right, there might be wet and cold conditions early in the year. So it's always great to protect that seed, and Acceleron Seed Applied Solutions is a great way to do that, right? So it's going to protect against things like Pythium, early season Phytophthora, and then in addition, right, our Asgrow ExtendFlex soybeans are bred with defensive agronomics to help really defend against some of those key soybean diseases that we commonly see in the spring.
Eubank says the Asgrow ExtendFlex trait package also provides farmers with a stronger defense against challenging weeds.
Weeds can rob soybeans of essential moisture and nutrients that are critical for maximizing yield results. So the great thing about Asgrow ExtendFlex soybeans is not only do they have that exclusive genetic and strong agronomic trait design, but it also allows for weed control, ease, and flexibility.
She says that once again this season, farmers can sign up to receive local harvest data for Asgrow soybeans, DeKalb corn, and Delta Pine cotton delivered automatically to their email inbox.
We know farmers like to see performance not only on their own farm, but in their local area to help make the right decisions for 2025. And so we encourage farmers to get online at asgrow.com to click subscribe, completely free, to sign up and see local yield results within their local geography.
I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Asgrow on Brownfield.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchi Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchi's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchi Lumber, 608-985-7207.
I keep you swaying till the last dance. You can be my Mary Jane. The way your eyes burn right through me. With my hands around your waist. And all the ones that came before me. Well, they weren't strong enough to stay. Truth about a cowboy is the good ones don't always ride away. And I'm gonna love you till the neon's gone, till there's no whiskey left in honky tonks, till there ain't Durals and country songs and steel guitars don't play. And we're around, and you feel like those lights ain't shining down. I'll still be here, I'll still be hanging on. 'Cause I'm gonna love you till the neon's gone. Well, you said all good things have endings, but baby, that's just in the past. I don't care how many times. Just wanna be the last. 'Cause I'm gonna love you till the neon's gone, till there's no whiskey left in honky tonks, till there ain't Durals and country songs and steel guitars don't play. Down. Well, I'll still be here, I'll still be hanging on.
That was Josh Miranda with Till the Neon's Gone on Country and Community. Good evening. Tim Thede here on this hump day evening, and hoping you're having a great evening. Our time is 5:45, and our temperature, according to the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, is at 57 degrees. Did get a little chilly last night. We had got down to about 21 degrees. That was the lowest reading during the overnight hours. But tonight's not supposed to be as cold. Still supposed to be a little bit on the cold side, about 31 degrees. But yeah, it is supposed to be cool. I did break down, turn my heat on for a little bit in my apartment. It was starting to get a little chilly, at least to take me through the evening. But once I got out of bed this morning, I ended up turning it off because I don't need to use it. But I thought that way, if it got too cold during the night, don't want to freeze to death. But kept under the blankets and kept pretty warm. So hopefully each and every one of you did that as well. And it's like, say, beautiful night out there, sunny out there, and be nice if you want to get out and do some things before it starts getting cool tonight. We had that hard freeze yesterday. No frost or freeze warnings for this evening. And then as we get into tomorrow, we're supposed to get up to about 66, but it's supposed to be pretty windy. And then the overnight lows getting back up to around 39, 40 degrees to take us through the first part of next week. And if you want to find a good way to warm up, have a good meal to help you warm up, and if you feel like taking a drive, or if you're over in the area, go to Christ Lutheran Church in Highland is hosting a soup supper. And that's going to be from 4:30 to 7, and it will be held at the Highland Area Historical Society Gym. That's the old high school gym. Cost of the all-you-can-eat meal is $10 for adults, $5 for children aged 5 to 12, and under 5 can eat for free. Carryouts will also be available.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store, or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
I am Eleanor Jelinek, a student at St. Mary's School. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-thru fish fry on Friday, October 18th in the St. Mary's School parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $11 with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. Hope to see you there.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
100.9 WRCO.
Blue skies in a little old town where dreams take flight. Fields of corn through the rolling hills where the hard land echoes in the spirit field. And every sunset that I see, each passing day I'm more believe where I belong, I'm grounded deep. Cause I was country born, country bred. When I die, I'll be country. Stand and tell the truth. My mama tried to whisper through whether it runs through. From the front porch swing to the old dirt road where the moonshine flows and the stories unfold. The river runs wild and the tall pines sway. Work hard for a while and the jukebox plays. Beneath that Amarillo sky, the dirt I love is where I'll lie. Where I belong, God got it right. I was country born, country bred. When I die, I'll be country. The honky-tonk bar where the banjo rolls with the steel guitar. Wear my hat with pride in the country I love. Lay me down in this soil when my time comes. Country born, country bred. When I die, I'll be country. Through the highs and lows of where I've been. Still my soul and in the blood I shed. I'll never be afraid to raise that flag. Stand and tell the truth, right here with the stars and blue, with the red. Yes, it do.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote, "Come for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. The alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? Me, baby, would you wake up call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio.
I'm Sherry Preston. The presidential race moving into the final weeks. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump on an interview blitz. She is on Fox News. He is on Univision today. Family members of Lyle and Eric Menendez held a news conference in Los Angeles today to advocate for the resentencing of the brothers who were convicted of murdering their parents 35 years ago. Recent evidence of chronic sexual and physical abuse at the hands of their father.